So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to the Property Cash Flow Show. I'm going to talk to you in today's show about property sourcing and about why now really is the time. We're in this unique period of history right now, and there are opportunities everywhere. One of the sayings that you may have heard of is never waste a good recession, never waste a good pandemic. And while some people are struggling, that doesn't mean that you have to struggle as well. You can make a choice to do something different than you've already done for the rest of your life so far. And you can start making some differences in your life and some decisions in your life that as you move forward will make a big change in your life. And I embrace that kind of thing wholeheartedly. I think right now we're in this, as I say, this unique perspective of history. We've got this little bit of timing right now. And for us, for sure, this has been our breakout 3 months. I mean, June was a crazy month. We sold £1.2 million worth of property. We closed a deal for another business, which should complete this month. With 1st of June today, we complete on another business this month, a big business in construction. Like, there are opportunities everywhere. And it depends on how you see the world. You can see the world through a lack of resources, a lack of opportunity, a lack of potential, or you can see it through abundance, an abundance of potential, an abundance of opportunities. And that's how I choose to see the world, and I do believe it's a choice. You and I, pretty much, we've got the same skills. I might be better at videos than you are. You might be better at something else than I am, but generally it averages out. But it comes down to what your intention is and where you want to head in life, and then you're putting in the work and then getting over the failures. And so for me, you know, I've been a property sourcer for 20 years. We've bought one property, full market value, and that's it. And that was a big mistake. It was a personal property that I wanted to move into, and I shouldn't have done that. But you don't have to do that. Literally, out of all the properties that we've bought, and we've bought a lot for the last 20 years, we've bought them below market value. And we've sourced properties. We've found these deals through leaflet drops, through speaking to estate agents, more recently through online marketing. And so anybody can do this once you know what you're doing and what the skill sets are and so on. But right now we're in this little section of history where it's a blink in the eye of the last 2,000 years. But right now, every single day counts. And it's going to count for the next 12 months because there's an opportunity right now for you to go out and start sourcing properties, selling those deals on to investors. But there's a couple of things that you need to ask yourself first. So one of the things that you should be asking yourself is, if you want to go down this path of buying properties, sourcing deals, and by the way, I believe you should. Everybody should be buying cash flowing, cash generating assets that puts money in your pocket every single month. Later on, in about an hour, I'm going paddle surfing in the Mediterranean. How cool is that? And the only reason I can do that is because I don't have to be in front of my laptop all the time. I can be out and working elsewhere. We're even going to film it so it forms part of content. Stick it on the GoPro. But all that comes down to a choice. And this is why you should be doing it as well, because it opens up so many avenues, so many opportunities for you to do different things in your life, rather than just being stuck in the same dead-end job and so on. But the one thing that you have to understand is that you were going to need to give something up. And the question is, what are you going to give up? Like, you know, I need to lose weight. I need to give up the crumpets, the pies, the cakes, the Coke, the crisp, the chocolate. I need to give some of that up. And to put in its place, I need to get working out. In business, it's exactly the same thing. What are you going to... Or what are you prepared to give up? Are you prepared to give up your negative view of the world? We all have them in some form or other. But are you prepared to change the way that you see the world so that then you can put yourself into a position where you can start to make a lot of money? And definitely property sourcing, you can make a lot of money. There's no question. We did five figures, amid five figures for June. So you can make a lot of money doing it. But what are you going to give up? So, like, are you going to give up going out with your friends for the beer? Are you going to give that up? And maybe you don't have a choice right now because you're in lockdown anyway. Are you going to give up watching 3 hours of Netflix every single night? Like, that's a hard habit to give up. I know, we love our Netflix. We're watching Beverly Hills Housewives. Housewives of Beverly Hills. A shocking TV program, but it's so rubbish. It's awesome. But, you know, if we want to move on to another level, it may be that you just watch that 1 hour a night and the rest of the evening, 2 or 3 hours, you're actually putting in the work. But if you're putting in 3 or 4 hours or just watching TV, maybe something like that needs to be given up. It's like, one of the best things I ever heard, in fact, was this. Get all your hopes and goals and dreams and print them out as nice little pictures and stick them on a towel and put a towel over your TV. And then when you want to watch TV, move all your hopes and dreams out of the way so you can watch Beverly Hills Housewives. And it resonated. I heard that about 10 years ago and it resonated with me because that's what it's doing. Right now could be your breakout year, but for many, many people, I would say the majority, in fact, hopefully not you watching or listening, for many, many people, you've got this opportunity, this unique point in history to source a lot of deals and sell a lot of deals to property investors. Right now, this is where it's at. And so you've got this one opportunity, and some people are just going to blow the opportunity. In 5 years' time, they'll go, well, it was all right for you because of insert excuse. Or, well, I couldn't possibly do that because insert excuse. We've all got excuses. Excuses are really easy to come by. What is more difficult to come by is someone who's going to go, do you know what? Let's go for it. I don't care what the risk is. I know what the risk is. I understand what the risk, and I don't care anyway. I'm going to go for it. I want to be successful. I want more money. I don't want to have to go back to work once lockdown has stopped. These are all in the realm of your decision-making ability, and it starts with that decision. So, you know, the other example is 4 frogs sitting on a log. One decides to jump off. How many frogs are sitting on a log? 4. He's only made the decision to jump off. He's not actually jumped off. So the second part then is to take some action. It's okay going, yeah, property sourcing. Yeah, I'm going to be a property sourcer. And then you join a few Facebook groups and you don't get any training. And then you put Netflix on, you go for a walk, you walk the dog, you put the kettle on, you make some food. Instead, I mean, literally, I've run numbers on deals a million times. I run them again and again and again. And when I do coaching with clients, we go, what about this deal? And I can look at the deal and almost instantly going, yes or no. And then it's like, okay, let's run the numbers and stick them on the board and see where we get to. Because I've run the numbers that many times. And I still, to this day, run the numbers. I run the numbers when I'm buying businesses. I run the numbers when I'm looking to see what property deals for me to buy. I run the numbers in terms of what looks good for our investors to buy, the yield, the return on investment. What am I missing about this property? And when we sell those deals on, that's when we get paid a sourcing fee. And that's how we're able to sustain a lifestyle that then allows us to take that money and start investing in more properties. Because that should be the way that business works. The only reason you're in business, there's a couple of other reasons, you know, giving back to your community, that kind of thing, employing people, they're all good, positive things to do. But the only reason you should be in business in the first place is to generate cash, money, moolah, dinero, wonga. You should be generating cash, and then you take that cash and you convert it into an asset that then generates more cash, i.e. a deposit on a house. Most people take the cash to pay the rent, to buy a car, a new TV, to go out for some beers, to buy Netflix, to listen to Amazon. You've got to get your Amazon fix, haven't you? I remember wondering 10 years' time, one, where all the money has gone, and two, why the other person who didn't spend it on all that and has bought cash-flowing assets is much further ahead. Wondering, why can they go paddle surfing on a Wednesday afternoon? Surely they should be at work. I don't need to be at work because we've generated cash flow from assets. Now, if you're on this property sourcing journey, the cool thing about this is, you know, if you're selling a deal for £3,000, how many of those deals do you need to sell until you can buy your first property? 5 or 6? Let's say 6, 17 grand down, £70,000 property. So you need to sell 6 deals at £3,000. How many of them can you do? Can you sell 6 deals every 6 months, one deal a month, possibly? There's a helicopter flying over. I apologize. I did tell them not to, but they don't listen. So could you buy one property per month? So every 6 months, you're buying another property for yourself. Like, could you sell a property sourcing deal at £3,000, £18,000 every 6 months? That's 2 times £18,000, two new properties that are going in 10 years later. That's 20 properties that are all generating £200 a month on the low side. That's £4,000 a month. Like 10 years. That's all it takes. But most people, they start on this journey and it is hard and they end up giving up. And I get why they do it. It's not easy. It's not meant to be easy, because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But I can tell you from my own experience of not only the last 20 years, but also what we've done this year in terms of sourcing deals for clients, it can absolutely be this catalyst for change in your life. So this could be your breakout year, but only if you make the decision and you decide to step forward into this powerful future where you can control what you do, who you work for, when you work, where you want to live. We live in this beautiful place next to the Mediterranean, which is about 100 metres down there. We're looking at speedboats right now. We're probably not going to buy one this year, maybe next year. And even then, I'm too tight for it. A boat stands for breakout another 1,000, by the way, in case you didn't know that. But we have these opportunities to go out and do whatever we want to go do. And it's property that's allowed us to do that. And this is what I want for other people, so that we can go paddle surfing together. That's the whole point, right? And you can talk business, not just down here, but up here, because you're successfully generating cash while you're out doing other things. That's the whole point of buying properties and generating cash flow. So you don't have to exchange your time for money constantly. A very short one today, because we've got a mega busy day. And if you've got any questions, we'll stick them in there now. Otherwise, that will do us for today. But honestly, right now, we're in July 2020. The first 6 months of this year were dreadful. But actually, the first 6 months of this year were very good for us. And we've got that opportunity for the second half of the year as well. But life is what you make it, folks. I know stuff can happen to all of us that can take us off course sometimes. But other than that stuff, life is what we make it. It's what we decide to do. And the actions that follow those decisions are what will make our future life worth living and worth striving towards. But I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on Friday. We're live on the Mindset Hustle Show. Come and join me for that. If you've got any questions, stick them in the box down below and we'll cover them there. Have a good couple of days. We'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.